Have you ever felt like you're just speaking at cross purposes with someone? You know, those times when you're trying to find a connection point so you can make some progress in the conversation? One of my longtime mantras is meet them where they're at. And I want to tell you a story about that. What you're about to hear is me in conversation with Antonia Millcop, who interviewed me for my podcast to get some of my ideas out there that she was curious about. It's in episode 24 of Dig Deeper if you want to hear the whole conversation, but for now, enjoy this little snippet. I was doing some work in Papua New Guinea in Port Moresby, and it was for a big oil and gas company, and they wanted us, me and a colleague, we'd been flown there from Perth to do all these 360 degree debriefs of all of the leaders that were in the country for this company. And my first person off the, I was off the plane into the head office in Port Moresby. And the first person I was doing the debrief was with this head of HR for the country. And I walked into his office, one of those big power desks, you know, like massive desk and giant chair. And behind him is this major view of Port Moresby Harbour. And he's sitting there in his desk, and there's this tiny little chair, kind of a plastic chair on the other side of the desk for me. Anyway, so I sit down there, not intimidated at all. And I said, okay, so we're here to talk about your 360 results. And he picks up the report and he goes, oh, you mean this? And he throws it and it goes past my head.
Awesome.
And it hits the wall behind me and falls in the bin. And I reckon he'd been practicing that before I came.
And he screwed it up, or was it just a frisbee
fling?
No, it was
just this big fat report. Wow. Yeah, I don't know how I think he'd been doing it. Anyway, and I'm like, I've got 90 minutes with this guy. He's the head of HR. How am I going to do this? So I'm like, huh. So I looked around the office, and there was all these posters of golfers, like, you know, Tiger Woods was up there and all the famous people at the time. And then there was this putter in the bin that had been snapped in half. I'm like, I'm getting a picture of this guy. So I said, oh, you like golf, do you? And that was my first response to the after the throw. And he goes, oh, what, do you play? And I said, yeah, I'm, you know, known to have a go. And I do play a little bit of golf. And so we talked about golf for about 45 minutes. He's raving all about the courses and, you know, the membership fees are too high. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm just listening. And after 45, 50 minutes, he goes, can we go up on the roof? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I just want to have a smoke. So we went up on the roof, and then he just spills his guts. It's just all of the stuff came out about, you know, oh, my boss doesn't understand me, these results, don't he doesn't see the full picture, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, now we're getting somewhere. He trusts me to open up. And again, meet them where they're at. So I reckon, and I see this in my work all the time, the most effective leaders will spend a good amount of time investing in what I call I matter conversations. And I matter conversations is the person on the other side of that conversation with the leader feels like they matter in the eyes of the person they're talking to. This is not about the work matters. It's not about how do I grow or what do we improve. It's like, I reckon it's about being seen and being heard. So I reckon I matter conversations, if you're new and you're wanting to build a relationship, make them feel like they matter. And this isn't being disingenuous. Give them a damn good listening to, you know?
I love that. It's that you had, I guess, the wisdom at the moment time when he chucked that fat report in the bin to have patience just to connect with this person without worrying about having to do what you needed to do with the team. You connected first before anything else.
Connection before content, as they say, right? I hope that got you thinking and wondering maybe where could you meet someone where they're at today. If you like this, please share it. It's always good to get the word out there. You'll also probably like what I write. If you're into reading as well as listening, then you'll enjoy my weekly newsletter, which is also called Dig Deeper. Check that out at digbyscott.com/subscribe. I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. And until next time, go well.